In the last year, the NHS has faced criticism after criticism. Now the reliability of waiting times is being questioned. The National Audit Office has accused NHS trusts in England of misrecording data, with some saying patients waited more or less time for treatment than they actually did.
We're not suggesting there was deliberate misrecording at the trust we visited. We think NHS England and the Department of Health need to make sure that consistent and reliable waiting time information is presented by trusts in future. It needs to be comparable at the moment. We don't think that the data provided by trusts is sufficiently comparable. And that means, as a patient, if you're trying to decide which hospital to go to and waiting time matters, you haven't got a solid basis on which to decide.
It comes on a day when the government confirmed it's tackling another issue facing the NHS. It wants to stop patients being passed around the system by having one doctor in charge of looking after them. At University College Hospital, that doctor's name is written above the beds.
I think it's important you need to trust the people who are looking after you, because they're making the diagnosis, and you need to believe in what they say and tell you to do. And I found it useful to put names to faces.
We would make sure that they have their consultant's name.
The new system doesn't mean patients will only see one doctor, but they will know who has overall responsibility for their care.
Their family, their loved ones come in. They can see who is looking after them and who they may need to put their questions to get clarity and get strong communication, so we can really coordinate their care to get the most effective, top-quality care for the patient.
It all comes down to the quality of care provided and the question of trust. NHS England says any problems with data have to be addressed, but it is yet another problem. Stephen Douglas, Sky News.